In my previous video, I have mentioned it, and it is widely known that the Israeli Defense Forces had real-time intelligence on Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah's location before bombing his bunker in South Beirut, Lebanon on September 27th. And it is not a coincidence. Israel is targeting Iran and its proxies, that is Hamas, Hezbollah and Houthi rebels, in a very controlled and calculated manner. If you look at Israel's actions, they eliminated Hassan Nasrallah, the leader of Hezbollah on September 27th. Israel also took out Ismail Haniyeh, the head of Hamas, in Tehran on July 31st. Then, a couple of months ago, Iran's President Ebrahim Raisi died in a helicopter crash on May 19th, which can also be connected to these events. And then there are many Iranian generals and nuclear scientists who have been neutralized by Israel in the past decade. Now Israeli strikes are targeting Houthi rebels in Yemen. Even Iran's supreme leader Ali Khamenei is hiding in a secure location within Iran because Israel has intel on Khamenei as well. These events are not mere coincidences. Israel has caught Iran tightly in its grip and can eliminate any upcoming notorious leaders anytime, anywhere. The answer to how all this happened is simple. Mossad's human intelligence, that is their spies, informers, sleeper cells or assets, are deeply spread within Iran's security system as well as within Iran's geographical territory. Otherwise, how could Israel know their whereabouts? How could they have figured it out? Now, if you look at this very same statement from the other side or opposite perspective, it can also be said that there are individuals within Iran's internal security network who are betraying their own leaders by passing real-time information to Israel. Now, many of you might say that Israel can only win like this, just pay people off and get information. This implies that if you have money, anything is possible in this world. But I would argue that it's not just about money. Imagine if you're an informer and Israel offered you money. Would money alone motivate you to take such a big risk? Think about living inside Iran, receiving money from Israel in exchange of information. Now that is a big threat itself. But the best part is that you are not even getting caught. This indicates that how ineffective Iran's system is. So the important point here is that there are motivations beyond money that drive people to take such high risks of passing information. Often these are individuals who have witnessed their loved ones or close ones getting killed by these radical groups who are being operated by Iran's ruling class, which primarily consists of Shia clerics. That's why these informers provide Israel with information because they want to see these individuals eliminated one by one. They are essentially telling Israel, do this for us. All the 3H, that is Triple H, Hamas, Hezbollah and Houthi, they all are taking a hit one after another. All these three proxies are part of Iran's axis of resistance against Israel and the United States. Now Israel has carried out airstrikes in Yemen. Saudi Arabia too will join Israel and launch airstrikes in Yemen soon. They will wipe out these Houthi rebels. Israel would chase its enemy down to the depths of hell. Hell here is being referred to tunnels. Try to connect this with Nasrallah's death. He was bombed in his own tunnel, which was two or three stories underground. And now is the turn of Ali Khamenei. You remember Iran's supreme leader's statement? Have a look at these statements. Calling Israel cancerous tumor. Saying we will wipe out the Jews, we will do this to them, do that to them. But then nothing happens. Now they have killed Nasrallah. And again Khamenei is issuing threats and asking Muslims all over the world to do jihad. Now you have to understand this. Deep inside Khamenei knows that he is the next target. That's why he keeps changing his location inside Iran, moving from one place to another. These talks about jihad are nonsense. If Iran had the courage to stand and fight the Jews, they would have done so by now. I am telling you, the Israeli intelligence agency has all the information on Khamenei as well. It is only a matter of time before we hear news of his elimination. And now 1 year has passed. It all started from October 7th, 2023. Now after Nasrallah's death, there was a man named Nabil Kauk. He was the deputy head of Hezbollah. He was considered to be Nasrallah's successor, but the Israelis have eliminated him too. Do you recognize a pattern? I'll tell you what that is. Israel is taking out the top-level threats. They know that killing people at the bottom won't help, as they can easily be replaced. The real problem lies at the top. No one understands this better than Mossad. I'll tell you another thing which Mossad has figured out, and that needs to be brought to your understanding as well. Now there is another person, Hashim Safieddine, who is Nasrallah's cousin. He has now become the head of Hezbollah, or he will be made soon. Let me tell you some personal things about him. He has a son. His name is Rida Safeddin. This guy is married to Qasem Soleimani's daughter, Zainab Soleimani. You remember Qasem Soleimani? He was a senior general in the IRGC. He was a key architect of Iran's regional strategy. He was killed by the United States in a drone strike in Iraq. You can easily see the family connections here, which you might refer to as Hezbollah's version of Game of Thrones. This highlights the close relationship within Hezbollah, which is classified as an international terrorist organization, and the IRGC, a division of Iran's armed forces. Iran and Hezbollah are intertwined, and even Hamas is no different from them. These groups are very close connected and difficult to separate. So the world needs to understand that groups like Hamas, Hezbollah and the Houthis are not just non-state actors. These are direct extensions of Iran. When Hamas, Hezbollah, Houthi attacks, it's actually Iran who is attacking. And that's why Israel is now preparing for a ground invasion. Hamas has already taken a beating, Hezbollah is taking hits, and the Houthis, sitting in Yemen, miles away from battlefield, are getting struck too. Now Israel is saying, fine, let's settle this once and for all. All 3H, Hamas, Hezbollah and Houthis, will be wiped out. Israel has also launched airstrikes in Yemen, where the Houthis were just sitting quietly. In return, Houthis have also conducted drone attacks on Israel. Now, where do you think they are getting these long-range drones? These are Iranian-made Samad 3 drones that have been modified to an extended range. They were flown for more than 10 hours from Yemen to reach Israel. Now, how did Israel get this information? Obviously from the United States Central Command, that is the CENTCOM, which is responsible for US military operations in the Middle East, Central Asia and parts of South Asia, including countries like Iraq, Afghanistan and Syria. US Navy ships are deployed near the Middle East, including in the Red Sea, the Persian Gulf and the Arabian Sea. So they tracked all these outgoing drones from Yemen towards Israel. You see, even United States is indirectly involved. One of these days, we will hear in the news that the Houthi chief, Abdul Malik Badreddin al-Houthi, has also been eliminated. In the near future, we will also get to hear that Saudi Arabia has started launching airstrikes on Houthi rebels. Actually, if you see, Saudi Arabia supports the Yemen government, and Yemen government opposes the Houthi rebels. And then everyone knows that Houthi rebels are a big threat to the world economy, because they constantly give threats to attack on commercial shipping lanes in the Red Sea. Even the Saudi government is somewhat fed up with these Houthi rebels since 2014. Recently on August 29th, Saudi oil ship was attacked by Houthi rebels with multiple missiles and drones. So you can see that Saudi Arabia won't hold back either if they get the right opportunity to strike the Houthi rebels, because they've already caused a lot of trouble for the Saudi government. If Saudi Arabia launches airstrike, they will wipe them out. Already 300,000 people have been killed in Yemen since 2014. It is United States figure. I'm not saying all died due to war. There are many other reasons, but the point is the world doesn't talk about it. That's a different matter. However, you must understand that if these Houthi rebels keep continuing their actions, both Israel and Saudi will unleash hell on them. These two are the kinds of country who don't listen to reasons. And now we are also hearing that Israel has started ground invasion in Gaza against Hamas and in Lebanon against Hezbollah. Ground invasion means when armed forces physically enter and advance into enemy territory on foot or in vehicles, aiming to capture or control specific areas. Recently in Gaza, a tunnel about a kilometer long has been discovered by the IDF. They have destroyed the tunnel, meaning they are systematically dismantling Hamas communication system. They are doing the same thing in Lebanon and Beirut. The Israeli Defense Forces will totally dismantle Hezbollah's infrastructure. Because of all this, Iran is caught in a great confusion. Iran knows that despite all its big talk, we will do this, we will do that, Iran doesn't have the military capability. They simply don't have the military capability to fight Israel. They know this. They know that if they engage in a war with Israel, they will be slaughtered. This is why they use proxies, sometimes Hezbollah, Hamas and Houthis, the triple H. They never come forward themselves, despite all the talk of jihad and martyrdom. If they had the courage, they would have fought the Jews in the last 40 to 50 years. Why haven't they fought in the last 40 years? Because they don't have the courage. It is as simple as that. If you see, as soon as the IDF killed Nasrallah on 27th September, Iran's supreme leader Ali Khamenei disappeared, because he knows Netanyahu is telling the truth. He knows that whenever Israel wants, they can kill him. Israel is clear on what it wants. In fact, Israel now has a reason to go after Iran's nuclear facilities and other critical targets. It is not just about defense anymore. Israel is looking to secure its future. That is why we saw the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's addressing the Iranian people. Why do you think he did that? Because Israel knows that, inside Iran, internally, people are fed up with these Shia mullahs or clerics who have held Iran hostage since 1979. People in Iran are frustrated with the radical governance, especially the way women are treated, and they hope for a better future. You must see the pictures on Google of how Iran looked before 1979. Iran was a beautiful liberal country. When you see pictures from that era, you won't believe it's Iran. You might think it's AI generated or photoshopped, but the fact is it was a very different society back then. Israel has understood one thing very deeply. They won't stop until they deal with the top level threats. They know that killing people at the bottom won't help, as they can easily be replaced. The real problem lies at the top. No one understands this better than Mossad. Now, whatever Israel is doing with Iran and its proxies, believe me when I say this, many countries, whether they admit it openly or not, many countries are starting to understand that Israel is actually doing them a huge favor. For instance, Israel is doing a great service by getting rid of these people. In a way, Israel is providing a template. If India ever needs to take such steps, Israel has already set an example. So, we will soon hear about the fall of Iran's current regime. It is going to be a blessing in disguise for the people of Iran. Normal, ordinary Iranian people are very logical, rational, and sharp-minded, and business-oriented. All over the world, many Iranians are involved in spice trading and dry fruits. They are rational, very nice people, but they all are frustrated because the current Shia cleric regime, or you can say the Kabila mentality, tribal or clan-like dominance, of these top-level mullahs has held Iran captive. Ordinary people in Iran cannot go against them. So it is going to be a blessing in disguise for the people of Iran. Let's see how things will unfold in the coming weeks. We'll keep you updated. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching it.